Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find. What is up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. And today we have a lovely human here today. She's a comedian. Give it up for Macy Isaacs.
Thank you for having me, Katie.
Thank you for being here. You're a delight.
Well, yeah, thank you. And I'm happy to be here and talk about something that I put off for a long time, but now I've finally conquered it.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
For being here and for conquering your fears.
It's also very early, which is a fear.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did not sleep well last night.
Because I didn't sleep well.
I was like, I have to get here early.
It was like we're catching a flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, do I just stay up?
I know.
All night?
I know.
But then it's like you have to be aware.
And it's my bad. I said the earlier the better, which is good, but I was...
That's okay. You know what? It's going to be... Not that it's going to be out of the way, but you know, if we get it done, we get it.
That's right.
We get in, we get out, you know, chill. Amazing.
More time for nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So are you a fan of horror movies?
Not really.
Okay.
I was always way too scared to really do it. And then, but I have a podcast called Invade the Decade that I host with two other comics. And that kind of forced me to watch some scary movies. Mm-hmm. And then I realized they're not that bad.
Yeah.
And I can handle it now somewhat.
Okay.
So The Shining for me. Oh, is it okay that I
that's
just blew
okay.
what
yeah,
word?
Okay.
Okay.
How dare you?
The Shining was always something that I just never thought I could do. And then I realized, you know what? You can do it.
Oh, yeah. It's not that bad of a movie. It's more psychological than anything. There's not like blood and gore.
Yeah.
And well, there's
flashes.
Like flashes.
Yeah.
Of it, but you know, it's not insane.
I didn't sleep last night, and again, because we had this early flight, but also because I watched Thursday night I watched The Shining and then I slept just fine.
Okay.
Last night I watched Room 237.
Oh my God, you really did it.
I kind of haven't stopped reading also about The Shining.
It's fascinating.
I've really like And for some reason, the documentary, which is so dry, mm-hmm. it's just, have you seen it?
Yes. It's like.
So it's just voiceover the whole time.
It hurts and it's a hard watch.
It is. I mean, it felt like I was in class or something.
But it's like fascinating.
But, I couldn't stop.
But it's like, you know, you gotta watch it.
And I even was reading about it and they're like, this is mostly like bullshit. This is like a lot of this is just, and that's kind of how I felt. I was like, you just want to see this.
Yeah.
The
Shining, there's so many different ways to interpret it
mm-hmm.
and none of them are correct. And that's, some of it might be, but it's like, mm-hmm. there's so many different ways. And the only person who really knows is Stanley Kubrick and he is dead.
Yes.
So we cannot ask him.
And it seems like even if he were alive, he wouldn't tell us.
Yeah. We could just get right into it. He talked about there's a conspiracy theory that mm-hmm. he directed the moon landing.
Yes, I got into that
last
night.
And then Danny in the movie is wearing a
sweater,
NASA shirt.
Mm-hmm.
With a little,
I don't think it's not good enough for me
to
believe that he then directed the moon landing. But I think we all have to draw a line somewhere for ourselves of what we can handle.
Yeah.
And I just can't get on the bandwagon that we didn't land on the moon.
I think maybe the first, like I could go either way.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if we had the technology and we're like, you know what, we want to prove that we're the best, but mm-hmm. we can't get up there quite yet.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be like, you know what, how about we just stage this really quick?
Yeah.
And then keep working on it so that we don't kill ourselves trying to go to the moon.
Kind of like Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. I think it's something though, if somebody told me, you know, in 10 years, no, it was really fake. We find out it was fake. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to crush me, but it seems like more something we would fake now than then. I like to think of the past as and I shouldn't, but almost as less lies, okay. but that's not the case.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like all these things. Am I allowed to talk about the things in front of me?
You can talk about the things in front of you. FYE will appreciate that. Our sponsor. We thank you.
We thank you. FYE. Right. E.
Yes.
You don't have one of these.
I don't have one of those, but it's great.
It is great. And I was told I could have one, but I turned it down because, I don't need that sort of energy right now.
Yes.
It also goes against my style.
Yeah.
Comedy. Yes. If I drink this, I'll be a whole new person. Blood red cherry flavor. That kind of scares me.
I mean, it has a skeleton man on it.
Yeah. So. Like a Dementor type situation. And that's Michael Myers. Yeah. Not to be confused with Austin Powers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it could also be him.
That would be amazing.
I think that's the crossover.
It's Mojo, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Honestly.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
It's a good movie. That's not a horror movie, but.
And how often do you think I should look at the camera?
Whenever you want to.
Okay.
Whenever you feel like it. Mm-hmm. It's honestly, we're just having a conversation.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, whatever.
I just want tips, you know, to make this the best.
It's, you know what? You're doing amazing.
Thank you so much.
The fact that you even asked, sometimes I stare at the camera and just look directly into the camera. And sometimes I don't even look at it because.
Right.
Because sometimes it gives you anxiety and you're like, there's a camera there.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. And because the podcast I do has no video.
Yes.
Which, not great. You know, video is now. We need to do it. it's, we can't. Listen, I started clipping things. I started clipping crowd work, putting it on the things. Like, I'm doing it now. We have to. And so that's why I asked, just because I'm not used to it.
I got you. Mm-hmm, I got you. You also have a total of like then four people talking.
It would be way too hard. It would be a lot. Yeah.
You have to do like two and two clips and stuff like that. So,
I mean, there's definitely, we could just cut a couple of them out.
Yeah.
Totally. Just pretend they're not there. Yeah, but
exactly.
Yeah. I'm pulling up my notes too for all the
I'll just read the log line for those who don't know what The Shining is, which if you don't, there are spoilers, obviously. That's what this entire podcast is. Of course my phone isn't loading to read it, but basically it's about a family headed up to just be the caretakers of this hotel for the winter months. And they basically get cabin fever, as they say. But is it cabin fever or is it hell again?
Oh,
because that's what they're. Because if the last shot of, you know, Jack Torrance,
right, in the picture,
he's literally. Oh my God, I was like, don't forget to look this up. It's the it's satanic. The position he's in is I'm just gonna say satanic because I don't know what
that's a good guess.
Church is, but no, because there's like the satanic church and then there's Satan and
then like, there's like the opposite of,
and
yeah,
yeah, it's like there's a specific one that is more, that's better. And
Scientology.
Yes, Scientology.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what it is
for that.
Yeah
all the time. Yeah, I actually joined Scientology. Do you want to join?
Has it helped your career?
Honestly, it has.
Because you have a podcast here. That's maybe.
That's why.
That's how you got it. Yeah.
I got it.
I kind of was wondering.
The Comedy Store is Scientology.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. That's how they get
you. What else am I going to do? I'm making TikTok videos. Whatever. Yeah, I'll do whatever.
You sign your name on the wall.
And
that's you're in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's, yeah. So it'd be like, it'd be like that.
Cut me open. Yeah. Oh, it's not blood, but I did think for a moment. You signed in blood, but they're white. It's in white.
Yeah,
the probably. Names.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm actually really impressed you did that off the top of your head. I think I would have panicked
with what
the synopsis, even though I know what it's about. I think I would have like had a hard time doing that. That was very good.
I've seen it.
How many times?
It's not like an easy movie to watch, so I don't like. It's maybe in my life. I think I probably have seen it like 7 times.
Okay,
but like. You know, that's in like the past like 10 years. Mm-hmm. So not very much, but like.
You're pretty young then when you first watched it.
Yeah. I was.
Sorry.
It's, you know, it's made me into the fucked up person I am today. So.
Yeah. I mean, Listen to The Coast of Horror at the Store.
Yes.
Which I keep wanting to say Horror at the Store. I don't know why.
It's okay. That or Horror at the Store.
Oh, right. Of course.
Either one.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes by many names.
Is there a Horror at the Store podcast?
There's not.
Okay.
There's not. But okay. If there was, it would be this one.
Okay. Well. This is a combo?
This is it.
Okay,
it's
got
both.
It.
Cool. It depends on the day.
Okay.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. So overall, what did you think of the movie?
I kind of loved it.
Yeah.
I was just fascinated with it. And I just think it means something that I can't stop reading about it. I kind of hate Jack Nicholson because he was so good. Last night I was washing my face and that's kind of the only time I closed my eyes for a while. And mm-hmm. I got really scared that I was going to see him behind me or something in the mirror. I had to listen. So I probably went to sleep at 2 or 3 last night because I had to watch so many episodes of The Golden Girls. Mm-hmm. And then I had to just listen to Christmas music.
That's fair.
To try to calm myself down to go to bed. And it's so weird because it really wasn't I saw the movie the night before that. It was Room 237, I think, seeing all the images again. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of, I don't know. And then I read, I don't even know where to go now. And he was so mean to his wife, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think that was really hard to, and I know Stephen King didn't like the way or didn't like Shelley Duvall's character, not her fault, but felt like the character was
the book The Shining and then the movie are two completely different things. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more in the book, the hedge maze, there's hedge animals that come alive and stuff like that. Unfortunately, I've never read the book mm-hmm. because reading is not my preferred medium.
No.
And reading is hard sometimes.
It is hard. You know, yeah.
I can do it, but
you're able to read.
I'm able to read.
Okay.
Which I'm very thankful about.
That is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's, power to us.
I know. I know. But
it's, it's not my
one favorite. Day I will read before bed.
Yeah.
That will be me. Yeah. That'll just be my routine, but that's not today.
Currently it is scrolling on TikTok
mm-hmm.
for a little bit too long.
Yeah.
And that's usually how it goes.
Yeah. Mine's rewatching a sitcom.
Yeah.
Like Golden Girls or something.
Hell yeah.
To just cleanse the palate of the day.
As you should.
But I was going to say about, so you didn't read the book, but you've read all of the stuff about the book and everything. So,
It's insane. And the way that, Stanley Kubrick literally just emotionally manipulated and physically, I would say honestly borderline abusive. It is mm-hmm. abusive to what he did to get the performances out of Jack and Shelley
mm-hmm.
is, I mean, really bad.
Really
However, he made a really great movie.
They really emoted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something I learned that they only to get Jack into that agitated state
mm-hmm.
for 2 weeks straight, he only ate cheese sandwiches and he hated cheese sandwiches.
Okay. I read that too. And what a weird thing to hate. I know that's not the point.
I mean, it's,
I guess after 2 weeks, I'd maybe hate anything I ate every day.
Grilled cheese. I feel like, yeah, if you have it for every meal.
Yeah. But grilled cheese, that's pretty basic good for everyone.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just cold bread and cheese.
I guess, yeah. So it's not grilled.
Yeah, probably.
We're talking, just cold. Yeah. It's probably American.
Yeah.
That would be sad.
Plain.
White bread. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would also drive me crazy.
Yeah, I guess that would make me into a really bad dad.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
I had to eat all that. Do you, so the article I sent you, mm-hmm. I completely missed that Danny, the little boy, was sexually abused by his father.
I also never got that.
I never
from that, because when I first watched The Shining, I just took it for everything it was, which is what I always do with every mm-hmm. movie.
Yeah,
because I'm like, this is just what it is.
Yeah, don't read into it.
Don't read into it. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, there's a lot. Then I'll go into there's a lot more to mm-hmm. it. Let's watch it again. Let's see the motifs, let's mm-hmm. the metaphors. Da, 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 da. But
the mise en scène.
There's yeah, exactly. Just go full film school on mm-hmm, classes. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot to this movie that it's no matter how much you read, there will always be something new about it.
Well, and I think what I was confused was I didn't know what was real and what was. Yeah. So like when Danny has all the bruises on his neck, mm-hmm. And Jack Nicholson said he didn't do it. I really thought he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was probably a ghost that did it. But then you kind of learn by the end that the ghosts can't really do anything, but they did let him out of the storage.
Who do you think?
Grady.
Okay.
I think Grady. Okay. That's the...
Because that's also the big thing.
Is who let him out. Yeah.
Let him out.
Which, so then it's like, then they can touch things and they can... I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a weird...
And I read another thing that was like, there's no... every single ghost appears in front of a mirror except Grady.
Right. So maybe that's why he's able to...
Super weird. Mm-hmm. Why, how, confused, mm-hmm. but also fascinated.
So, yeah. So what a bad time for... what I really need is water, but...
Okay.
I just keep drinking coffee. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not helping. We see Jack kissing the... And his name is Jack in the movie, too, right?
Yes.
I love that.
Yep.
The woman, and then that was actually the worst part for me, was the old woman. It was the worst. It was the grossest part because of her skin was...
Yeah.
What would you even say? Her skin was eroding?
She was experiencing when you your body decomposing in water.
So. But then I read that was Danny's, perhaps, his interpretation of being molested by his father. So
what?
So when he goes up to be like, Dad, you're not gonna hurt us, right? Like, you know, when he's mm-hmm. sitting on his lap and it's really weird.
Yeah.
That's when some people think he was strangled and molested.
Oh.
And that whole thing with the old woman is how Danny felt. He put himself in his dad's body, and that's how he felt. And so that's what he shined over to the chef. But really, that's not...
That blows my mind.
I know.
Mind.
Who knows?
Is any of that right? Or is it there's so much? It's also the films. I remember being in film school and people would be like, oh, this black wall behind us symbolizes oppression. And it's like, no, it's just a black wall. So mm-hmm. it's like, is that actually what it was? Or is it just, you know?
I know. Because then Jack lies about it.
Yeah.
So it's like, why does he lie if he wasn't? So obviously he could lie because he doesn't want to tell his wife that he just was kissing a ghost.
Which also, that woman is apparently the mother of the twins.
Oh, that's a fun fact.
Yeah.
The twins confused me, though, because early on they said that he killed his daughters, but they were 6 and 8 or something. And they were the same age. Were those are just different twins. Those are not who they were referring to, I guess.
I mean, maybe, but... That they are twins of clearly the same age.
Clearly. So to me, those are new characters who Grady killed.
Yeah. I have been in many hotels that have had these shining hallways. Mm-hmm. And I've been like, you know what? There was twins at the end of this. I would probably cry.
Absolutely. How did you feel about, you know, what's so interesting is I forgot what I was going to say.
That's okay.
How did you feel? What was I saying? It's so early, Katie. And my throat. Oh my gosh. The bear scene at the end.
Yeah. That's specifically a reference to another Stephen King book. But within the movie, I have no idea what
I do.
It actually. Oh, of course you do.
Again, who knows?
Yeah.
It's further proof that Danny was sexually molested by his father because there's one scene, you know, with the psychiatrist comes to visit.
Got water flying.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
John for the win.
Thank you so much, John. I'm a big fan, John.
That's a bad look if you choked to death in a Comedy Store basement.
That's true.
Although it
but no
be
one
the
would,
first.
Yeah, no one would be surprised.
Someone to die here.
That's true. just thinking about the stage time I could get if I died here
and
just haunt the place.
Yeah.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
But yeah, so there's the, when the psychiatrist is there, he's laying back and there's like a bear behind him.
Okay.
And so they are saying, and the bear also kind of looks like the elevators. And so they're saying that the bear, and then at the end, the bear going down on the man is what he had to do to his father.
Okay.
So wow. Okay. I don't know. I'm kind of worried about myself, how deep I've gotten in The Shining, and how I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist now.
Yeah.
Because I'm believing everything that everyone's saying.
Yeah.
And something they said in the documentary is that, like, they were like, and who knows what Stanley Kubrick, I was noticing people, some people say Kubrick and some people say Kubrick.
I feel like it's tomato, tomato.
Is it?
I feel like. Which
version's tomato? Because I don't want to say that version.
I feel like Kubrick.
Kubrick. It
sounds like you're overpronouncing.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. Or like you like QAnon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so Kubrick. I like keep forgetting what I'm talking about.
That's okay.
I don't know. It's very bizarre.
Yeah, I agree. I'm fascinated that you're like, let me talk about the dark stuff within this. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, let me talk about the weird, like the fun, like.
No, we should. I brought up sexual molestation way too much. And I think that it's
all
also.
All of the clips are just going to be about you talking about.
And I didn't sleep last night, which I think is why. And because I've gone too deep into this. And then I think I'm just, I would like to talk about something lighter.
You're good. So the blood in the elevator.
Yes.
Took over a year to film.
Well, that's.
Because it was not real enough for Stanley. Can you imagine doing that scene and resetting everything over and over?
I wonder how they even did that.
I
didn't even think about that.
Probably
just,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea how they did that. But
you know, and the elevators remain closed, mm-hmm. which is, someone said, was meant that we all, so like we don't deal with our history and our past. We don't really open up and see it, but it's still there.
Yeah. And also stairs are way more, they're a lot easier to get up and down instead of an elevator, you know? Because they never use the elevator. I'm like, what floor are they on?
Right.
Yeah.
Which somebody actually made a map of the entire, remember that part?
Yes.
She made a map of the whole place.
The place doesn't actually make sense. Mm-hmm. The rooms, there's a lot of fake rooms, fake hallways and stuff. And it's really fascinating when we open and we get like the tour of, you know, walking through the entire hotel. You walk mm-hmm. through all the rooms that eventually yeah. you'll be in. And then Danny exploring those rooms mm-hmm. on his trike mm-hmm. is just amazing, like the sound with the and then the carpet carpet. It's so
really cool,
good, and it's just simple and works so well.
I thought he was amazing.
He does such a good job. And then he comes back in Dr. Sleep.
How is Dr. Sleep?
I have not seen Dr. Sleep because I heard mixed reviews.
Okay,
but I'm a huge Shining person, so
I'm surprised I didn't watch it last night.
You watched the fact that you watched 2:30 from 2:30.
I know,
is crazy.
I know,
because I was like, just watch the movie, but you're like, I'm gonna do my research. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well.
Yeah.
So, also, I want to talk about a really controversial thing.
Oh yes.
Shelley Duvall's ash on her cigarette. Did you notice that?
No, and Room 237 didn't cover that.
Oh, her ash
is so long.
So long.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but everyone gets so mad at it.
That's really funny. So that doesn't... okay, it didn't bother me.
They're like, just tap it. Just
literally. And she's a little busy, though,
yeah,
to worry about tapping her ash.
She's worrying about her child. And
tap that ash is a good like saying.
Yeah, tap. It's, you know, it's not tap that ash.
Tap that ash, Shelley Duvall.
Yeah,
that would be. I feel like Shining fans would me would love that.
Yeah, you should put that on a shirt and sell it.
I think so.
I'm sure that if you
tap that ash on an ashtray.
Oh my God, you should give that to Shelly.
I should. You know, she just lives in Texas doing her thing. And
she just started acting again.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because the trauma was so much from Stanley Kubrick that she's
I believe it.
Which, I mean, again, terrible thing. Mm-hmm. Don't agree with it. But there was out of it. But
yeah.
Each shot was 20 takes. 20 to, 200 takes or some shit.
Yeah.
Depending on
And that bat scene when she's walking backwards and swinging that bat. I think they had to
high up and you can just tell that it's
and she's so tired. And it's she had to do that so many times. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Delusional. And then the Here's Johnny scene, which, you know, love that.
Knew that one.
Yeah. That's the iconic one. Even if you don't know the movie, that line at least. If you're a fan of cinema. But he was just absolutely delusional during that, and she didn't know he was gonna break through, and so that's actually her genuine screams.
Oh my gosh!
So I mean, she knew he was gonna break through, just not when.
Yeah.
So it was oh God.
Oh man.
So she's genuinely terrified.
Yeah. She's at first I was what a weird choice, but she was great.
Oh yeah.
And I really was just so impressed with Danny. And I read that he got the job because he had great concentration.
I mean, honestly, for a child actor, that's
right.
That's pretty good.
But then he didn't end up acting after that, which is also kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's he just did the performance of a lifetime. And he's I'm done.
He's the guy who did the OG Willy Wonka.
Yes.
Who played Charlie.
Oh, yeah. I've never saw him again.
Yeah, he's just vibing at Comic-Cons.
Is he really? Have you seen him?
No, but I'm assuming that's what
okay,
it is.
Okay. I'm sure.
I feel if you do that, that's where you go to hire your fans. And
hopefully in a golden elevator.
That would be amazing.
I would love that, actually.
I think this movie needed more.
Golden elevators, yeah.
Which also sounds like golden showers.
I know.
But
that golden showers kind of ruined gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
That's tragic.
It really is.
So anything else you want to add?
No, I would say,
yes.
Jack is reading a Playgirl magazine.
Yes.
And which is another reason, which this is a stretch to me. I was like, guys, we can't say this. Oh, so they're trying to paint him as a sexual deviant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason why he molests his son.
Yes.
I kind of think it's possible that Kubrick just was I'm going to try to be funny and have him on this Playgirl, just a cute, a funny little, see if anyone notices that he's reading a Playgirl magazine. But people have gone deep in that meaning, and that Jack and his wife aren't clearly intimate, mm-hmm. don't have any sort of relationship,
mm-hmm.
and he does hate her. It really is so scary, the anger he has towards her. And when I think one of the scariest parts too is when she sees what he's written.
Yeah.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, which I was like, is dull boy one word? That's how they have it. And that really freaked me out that that's all he had done.
Yeah.
I think mostly just because I was worried because he hadn't gotten his work done. I was like, you've been here this long and
yeah, you haven't gotten anything done.
You have nothing to show for it.
You wanted to write a book and you just wrote the same line
over and over again.
Hear me out. Maybe start over an outline.
Oh, an outline's a great place to start.
I think that'd be good for him.
Yeah, but it's he had that commit. Oh, I have a commitment and we have to stay here. And blah, 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 blah. And it's no, you should have left. But also he was there. He's maybe been there the whole time and he's the caretaker.
To the devil.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
Again, what the hotel, what even is it?
I'm going to Utah for New Year's. My in-laws live over there and I'm kind of scared now.
Yeah.
Because it's just all gonna seem like The Shining to me now.
Yeah. The hotel is real.
Is it in Europe or is it
in Colorado?
It is in Colorado. Okay.
Yeah. I forget. I think is it called the Stanley Hotel?
I think that's right.
But Stephen King stayed there and just had waking nightmares.
Oh my God.
Just every night. And apparently people go there to, I don't think they have a room 237.
They don't.
I don't think it's like an actual room that exists, mm-hmm. but it's like every room is like just really haunted. There's a lot of activity. And
because it was supposed to be 217, mm-hmm. I mean 237. Yeah. This is what I think. What I love about podcasts is I like when people are talking about, you know, what you think they're going to talk about, mm-hmm. but it's really when they go off the rails. Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like, unfortunately, I wanted to talk about the movie way too much to go off the rails. No, and I feel fine. Like I overdid it. No, I overstudied for the test. I think I did. No, and it's okay. You know, you got to figure it out. I got to figure out my horror at the store. But yeah, I came in and I had so much about the actual film. And, you know, but you live and you learn.
You absolutely crushed it, because some people come in here and have like, yeah, I've seen the film like 10 years ago. Let's talk about it. Or like they've like barely watched the film and don't. I'm like, so thank you for doing your research and caring.
I couldn't help it. And I'm nervous. I'm worried about myself now. Anna, have you seen a lot of Stanley's other films?
Yes. Where Full
Metal Jacket.
I honestly really enjoyed that film and thought it was hilarious.
Okay.
I mean, it's like,
and it's supposed to be a comedy,
it
right?
It is a comedy. Okay. But it's like a dark, obviously it's dark comedy, but like just insane. Mm-hmm. And it's like five movies in one, but wonderful. Not like a wonderful, like wonderful film. Right. It's a good family film. No, it's not.
Not but a good Christmas.
I think it's time. Really good. Yeah, it's a good jolly holiday film.
Because I know you like horror, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's why you're in the position you're in. Does your family, like, can you watch it with your family or?
My brother, yes.
Okay.
My parents, no.
Okay.
My family used to be big horror people. And then as they've aged, they're like, I never watched horror, and I'm like, I literally would come downstairs and you'd be watching It or like some.
They're like me reversed.
I'm like,
you know, I never watched and now I'm into it.
Yeah. Apparently after you have kids, you get mortified.
Everybody says that once you have kids.
And it's like, well, you know what? If I ever have kids, they're going to be terrorized.
Yeah. Stephen King has kids and he wrote the book.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I'm going to make them watch The Shining.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great.
Do you think Jack Nicholson's good looking?
Young, yes.
Isn't
but
weird?
Before this movie, like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, yes. Now, obviously, no.
Okay.
But he has like a charm to him.
It fascinates
me. It's like a bad
me.
Boy charm.
Yeah.
And you're, I don't know what it is. It's the personality.
And it's, his acting. It's just like.
And it's the confidence, you know?
I know. But in real life, I'd hate him.
Yeah.
I'd
want to be his friend. Like there's a famous clip of Jennifer Lawrence getting her Oscar engraved, and she's like talking to the she's talking to the press, and then Jack Nicholson like does this and she goes, I want to marry him or I want to fuck him or something, and he goes, maybe, and she goes, and I was like, I would pass away if that happened.
I also think he would. I think doesn't he have a young child?
Probably.
Yeah, I think he has a lot of kids.
Isn't he like 80 something?
Yeah, I think so. But
I mean, he's doing coke, smoking cigars, doing what he does, which honestly, props to him. It's
working.
YOLO.
Mm-hmm.
That's working. It's working.
Well,
for people.
I mean, Shining maybe taught me you don't YOLO.
Yeah, you live several times
forever and ever.
And you just constantly molest your son.
Yeah. But not overly, because
we can't put that.
We can't
in a
say
movie,
for sure.
But wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Potentially, who knows?
Because of the bear.
Yeah, and just drink fake drinks.
Oh, was that real alcohol?
I don't know. Yeah, again, your money's no good here. I don't know.
Uh-huh. And then he said something about the white man's plague or something. And
yeah, there's a whole bunch of like Native American symbols in there. Like all of the, when they go into the pantry, all of the flour or the flour.
Yeah, something like that.
All of them are faced towards the camera, which just shows how like OCD and ridiculous and attention to detail Stanley has to just make sure every shot they're always facing the camera.
Yeah.
Which just seems like a lot of work for the props
in
that department. But you know, props to them. They did great.
You mentioned the Apollo sweatshirt, you know, and people say, you know, that's him admitting that he filmed the moon landing, faked it. And I read, though, that the costume designer was like, no, I just picked it because it looked homemade and cute. Like,
you're like, no, there's more meaning to it. There's got to be more meaning.
Right.
Yeah, he definitely directed the moon landing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because of projection. I was like, you can keep telling me that, but it's not registering.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So out of 10, what do you think?
Well, I feel a little insecure because John doesn't like it and he's in the room.
That's,
and I want to please everybody.
You know what? You don't got to please him.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say an 8 because because it really got me.
Yeah.
It really did.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't wash my face.
That's, yeah, you're like, I can't close my eyes because Jack could be behind me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was afraid for my dog because I was like, I don't think my dog should watch this.
You're like, don't look.
You need, don't let Pop-Tart. No. Wait, look away.
Well, what is your dog's name?
Pop-Tart.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's adorable.
Yeah. A dog like Pop-Tart can't do The Shining.
After we're done with this, I want to see photos.
Oh, I've got that.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I've always given this film a 10 and I will give it a 10.
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
so now I'm going to say 9.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I love this movie. The first time I saw it, I was like, yep, 10.
Yeah.
And it's...
I'm scared to give anything a 10.
Me too.
Because and that's how good The Shining is.
My rating scale, people are like, that's really harsh. I'm like, sure, but it's me. And
yeah.
That's okay. But this is a 10. But I also
that's
give
fantastic.
Like really... bad movies a 10
uh-huh.
just because I want people to see them.
Like, can you give me a couple examples?
There's Troll 2.
Oh yeah, well the documentary about Troll
yeah,
2.
Have you wait you know Troll 2?
I know Troll
that's
2.
My favorite, that's one of my favorite movies, but yeah
I loved the documentary about yeah, oh, yeah there's a pattern.
Yeah, right. I see that. I see. Mm-hmm. So if we have to watch a movie with a documentary mm-hmm. every time now yeah.
I'm in.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Amazing. Well, do you have anything you want to promote before we get on out of here?
If you're in Los Angeles, I run a show once a month at The Crow called The Picture Day Show. That's also amazing. I do a podcast called Invade the Decade. You can check that out. And I think that's it.
Amazing.
And the water was real. Thank you.
And thank you, John. Thank you, Macy. And thank you to our sponsor, FYE. You can find them in store or at FYE.com. And thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see
you so much.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Katie.
Of course. Thank you. You can follow us on Instagram at Horror at the Store. And you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.